Radio Network.
Battle stations. This is the front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The global government, run by a bunch of Madoff, Kinley scammers, has taken over the planet. They openly admit in their own documents that we have leaked, that we have links that have been leaked, that this is all a complete and total fraud. They know global warming isn't happening. They know global warming isn't bad. They want to tax every part of your life. That's why they chose one of the four elements of life: carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, sunlight. That's what carbon-based life forms operate on. This is a war. The carbon tax, the power to tax, is the power to destroy. The carbon tax empire is a war against human life. It's a tax on breathing. The UN admits this. We're continuing with your calls. Bunch of video clips, bunch of other news coming up this hour. But we need to really recognize all the positive things that are happening right now, like the audit of the Fed now looks like a certain thing. Ron Paul joins us every 4 weeks. He pointed out to me off air a few weeks ago, Alex, you don't even call me to get me on every 4 weeks. I'm happy to do it. Time to start calling Ron Paul to get him on the next 2 weeks. Let's go back to your calls. Corey in Denver, you're on the air. This is a death knell to the New World Order if we use this weapon. Corey.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good. I was just hearing about your Al Gore rants about the climate tax and the carbon tax and all that jazz.
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, I'm part of We Are Change in Denver, and he was here last week doing a book signing, actually, last week, Monday. And we actually went out there to give him a little piece of our mind, so we ended up buying a book, and we all got in line for his book signing, and we went up there, all of us. We had our pocket cams on. We went up there, and pretty much one by one, we said, you know, you're... Because we bought the book and we were looking through it, and pretty much for the most of it, it was pretty much spot on as far as, like, you know, helping the world and all that stuff. And there were some good ideas about, you know, no pollution, because he always tries to get the mass media or the mass culling of people's ideologies. So I looked in. Actually, they had a page on religion and how all the religions say you need to take care of the earth, yada yada. So we got up there, and he said, you know, I pretty much said, you know, you're a criminal, and this book is fraudulent, and you're a liar, and he just kind of blew it off as nothing. And
no, good. Get in his face, that big maggot. So what did that giant Nelly demon do?
It was definitely an awesome experience. He just kind of blew it off as nothing, but my friend came in after him. He bought it, you know, we came as, you know, number one Al Gore fans, and then we turned it on him, you know. After he signed the book, my friend walked up and walked up right up to his face and just tore the book in pieces, because you know you had to buy your own
book.
Yeah!
And let me guess, there's video of this?
Oh, yeah, we got pocket cams. We're actually editing
Listen,
it up right now.
I'm begging you to send me the best quality. Everybody confronting Al Gore, I'm going to put it in Fall of the Republic, too. Please,
nice.
Please,
nice. Yeah,
please.
We're gonna cut it up pretty good. We're looking at the pocket cam now footage. Hopefully, we got something worthwhile. And I know I got some on my handy cam, but yeah, we ended up getting escorted out by the tattered cover bookstore security. I mean,
did he start getting upset as more and more people confronted him? Because he knows how to put on the act that he thinks it's funny. He's actually scared that more and more people are coming out. He realizes his fraud is falling.
Yeah, he kind of just blew, because you know how he always gets caught in his own lies, and he kind of bites his tongue and kind of blubbers his way through it. So that's kind of what he did. He pretty much didn't really associate himself with us. But it was definitely an awesome experience. And one final thing I wanted to let you know about is, I don't know if you've looked at it, but if you Google, or not Google, but YouTube or Google, the Love Police, there's some guys out in United Kingdom who are doing, his name's Charlie, and he has a great message of hope and prosperity as far as the human race goes. He comes at it at a very loving angle, very peaceful angle. You know, instead of bullhorning and yelling about the fear tactics, he definitely goes out and says, you know, I'm going to give you a ticket if you don't hug me, or I'm going to give you a ticket if you don't give me a smile. We're all spiritual beings here on the planet to fight.
Awesome. There's a lot of different approaches. Great job. We'll play that video as soon as it comes out. Everybody's confronting this criminal. Good job.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have known over the last decade, major institutions, colleges, research facilities, getting over 90% of their funding, taxpayer money, have been told if they don't say the earth's going to flood, that everybody's going to basically die, that they will have their funding withheld. Now we have the internal emails from the top climatology university nexusing in from England with the United States and Europe on how to punish people, how to persecute them, how to keep their studies from coming out, how to cut their funding. Incredible InfoWars.net story just went up by Steve Watson. ClimateGate, peer-reviewed system was hijacked. Dissenting viewpoints on warming were shut out regardless of their scientific merit. We need this to go mega viral, ladies and gentlemen, along with the other stories written by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to give you those headlines here in just a moment. Also, I meant to only do a 10-minute video. I ended up doing two videos. It's about 12 minutes long. Part one is up. Part two is uploading now. We're going to play those later in the hour. We need this to go totally viral, this special video where I boil it all down in about 12 minutes. But the other articles are global warming on trial, Inhofe calls for investigation of UN IPCC, ClimateGate. This is so important. Call for independent inquiry into ClimateGate as global warming fraud implodes. That's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's the most lengthy, detailed article because people are really interested in this. This is the number one, according to Google, internet search right now is ClimateGate. People want to know. Get it out to local radio, local TV, your school council. Everyone must know that when they're brainwashing your kids, telling them everybody's going to die if you don't accept global government, that it is a giant stinking fraud. This is so important. Dr. Tim Ball is going to be on the radio show tomorrow to break down the significance of the hacked documents. The Church of Climatology is being exposed. We've got a great D's illustration image up on the front page of Infowars.com. In fact, go to Infowars.com. Let's show folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now that radio listeners can just go to Infowars.com and look at it for themselves. Right now, let's go to John in Florida. John in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm really excited. If we use this information against them, I mean, they are caught red-handed, but they're trying to act like it's no big deal. If we respond with this info and go viral, it's over. This is total inside proof of corruption, proof of racketeering. This will destroy them.
Indeed, indeed. I just shipped the link out on Facebook. Now you say on the climate change. Have you actually read the Copenhagen Treaty?
Yes, we have the Copenhagen Treaty here, calling for global governance, global taxes, global regulatory body. We've covered it many times.
Now, through what I've read, my understanding of it, the way it looks to me as a constitution for global government, the way...
No, they admit. They say it is the constitution for world government. Once a nation votes to get in, they can't get out unless a unanimous vote of the nations lets you out. It gives them the UN total control with a private IMF that you pay your taxes to. It's all in there.
Which, of course, they won't allow that to happen because they need all the nations on board to maintain a global government. I spread the word throughout through a couple of my friends who actually turned me on to InfoWars and Prison Planet a couple months ago. I enjoy all your videos. They're very eye-opening. I like to think I was open to all this stuff before until I was turned on to you and all the information you've released. And I'm in awe at what's going on underneath my eyes right now, having all my rights stripped from me and everything. It's bogus.
John, God bless you. Spread the word. That's why I get so excited. I mean, I know what the cost is. I know the landscape. I understand just how serious this is. This isn't just some good old boy corruption we're dealing with. That's bad enough. This is scientific dictatorship set up with a pyramidal power structure by the New World Order, openly admitting a declaration of world tyranny, a war against humanity in their Club of Rome documents, in their UN documents. Paul Watson has them all linked in the story he wrote. I mean, it is so important. And I almost wish Paul and Kurt and Steve would have given even more bombshell-type headlines, like shocker. Because the media is just trying to backpedal this like it's no big deal. Oh, okay, they talked about persecuting scientists that didn't agree. Oh, they talked about how to fake data to say the world was getting warmer when they knew it was getting colder. Eh, what's the big deal? This is huge. And I knew it would be. I mean, look at this. London Telegraph. And the same thing's now happening in the U.S. Everyone in Britain could be given personal carbon allowance. Everyone in Britain would be given an annual carbon ration and be penalized if they use too much fuel, the head of the environmental agency will say. Well, 2 years ago, I had one of the top scientists over there who came up with the idea for the carbon tax, and they said that this would be worldwide. The UN is openly saying this. This is the plan. Oregon, Washington State, California are trying to pass these. It'll track everything you do. The national health ID card in the U.S. is going to be used, and you're going to swipe that card to see how healthy you are, what you're eating, guilty until proven innocent, everything you do monitored. This is total control. It's so diabolical that I don't even have words to describe all the nuances and facets. The huge global corporate state admits they came up with this as a plan to smother all competition, to shut down selectively whoever they want, to tax industry out of existence. They will decide what science systems you can have. They will decide what you can build. They will decide through a global body who gets to have factories, who gets to have new technologies. Global body needs a direct green technology, G77 says. Developed nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change, as if the nations, no, the corrupt G20 that controls them did. A green technology body with powers to direct a worldwide transition away from a high-carbon economy, powers to direct, is needed to combat climate change. Well, what do you think the IPCC, what do you think the UN Convention on Climate Change does? Read it. In fact, I cleaned the desk off. You cleaned the desk off last week, and I think that's out there in the boxes, the whole highlighted thing. There's so much corruption, I can't even cover it all. According to the world's developing nations, while most negotiations ahead of the UN's climate summit in Copenhagen next month have been concerned with which nations should slash greenhouse gas emissions and how much, the method in which these cuts will be achieved has received far less attention. Yet the importance of green technology, from wind turbines to electric cars to zero carbon buildings, is enormous. See, they make it sound good, like it's all these great technologies. No, it's an iron-fisted control over everything. You think you're losing your jobs now or getting your pay cut with the economy shutting down. The bankers engineered that. The same banks are behind this system. They wrote it. They want to destroy the economy because they create the fiat currency. They want to buy it all up. Don't you understand? Life is going to be living hell under this, and we've got a chance to beat it. We have their internal emails. They're a pack of criminals, Al Gore and all of them. Whew. Helen in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a true pleasure to get to speak with you. I've been listening for a while. First-time caller. Listen, I'm calling in behalf of someone that I know would love to be breaking this news with you. He has a local radio station. As a matter of fact, he follows you. And when people call into the station and complain about the Power Hour and Alex Jones, they include his show, The Voice of Truth. Right
okay,
now,
we're on three affiliates in Tennessee. Which affiliate is it?
The one in Millington, 1380.
Oh, that's WBCR.
No, WLMK, I think it is.
WLMK. I apologize. I can't.
I know, and I don't know the number. But this man, he is a true patriot, willing to stick his neck out to help restore our liberties and wake up the people. He's the only local radio host that tells
give us the frequency again and when his show's on.
Well, it's on at 1380 a.m., and it comes on at 3 o'clock immediately following you, but he is in court, not able to. I don't know if they'll do a rebroadcast today or what. He's in court being railroaded by the Good Old Boy Network. His family's under attack. Probably due to the fact that he ran for county executive, they rigged the votes. He had he was challenging the Tipton County general election for fraud. Almost everyone connected with this court case is.
No, Tennessee's got a lot of great people, but it's famous for Boss Hogs. They've even had towns have to revolt against the government before and remove them. So what are they trumping up on him?
Well, everyone connected with this case just about is related to that case of challenging the fraud. Okay, he has had two dogs killed. The last one he got arrested for, even though they killed his dog, shot at him and shot it towards his wife and him.
Wow. Well, what's his name?
And the people, the guy that did it, got absolutely no charges. I mean, it's crazy, upside down, wrong side out.
Well, that's how the mafia works. But what's his name?
His name is Mike Parsons. I have sent you emails about this.
I mean, we're just wallowing in 10,000 emails a day, hundreds of letters, and we're being hit from all sides ourselves. We're battling piles of government corruption in front of us. But I'm sorry to hear that that's happening to him, but luckily he's on a good radio station. And I want to thank that radio station for carrying the show. And I want to tell everybody then to certainly check into this and try to support this fellow. And to those that call in complaining about my show afterwards, they ought to call into this show. What are they complaining about? That we were right about everything? Are they calling in?
They just don't like the job. They don't want to see the full truth.
Well, hey, that's why they're going to lose their dollar. That's why they're going to lose their country. That's why they're going to lose everything. Because they want to be slaves, and I feel sorry for them. But the good news is most of the American people are waking up, and people should support that affiliate and their local sponsors. God bless you, man. Appreciate your call, Helen. John, Mike, Tony, and others, stay with us.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends November 30th.
Jamming as many calls as possible, but I'm going to play some of these video audio clips where I really break down what's happening with the global carbon tax takeover and these secret documents that have been leaked, been hacked. Then I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news I haven't hit yet. Right now, let's go to John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? That's
man,
great news.
Yeah, we've got a huge opportunity here to really, really expose these people.
So now, will we be able to download this so we can, you know, make copies? Because I mean, I know school teachers and, you know, and doctors and say,
yes,
you know,
we will post for PrisonPlanet.tv members a higher quality full 12-minute video of this so you can DivX burn it to disk and give it to everybody.
Okay, thank you. And see, I live in coal country, and you can see them destroying jobs left and right because the company that I work for, we take care of a lot of the clothes and the manufacturing, some of the stuff that they use, and, you know, I mean, they're laying off left and right. And then in the headlines, they put, you know, governor for to save coal, Ray Hall, you know, to make, you know, and we've got the biggest eugenist for our senator in the world, so.
Have you heard, yeah, Jay Rockefeller's the kingpin of it all in the U.S. He's now taken over for David. Have you heard the Obama speeches where he promises to bankrupt coal?
No, I haven't seen those. Are they on YouTube? Can we?
Yeah, just Google. Obama says they promises to bankrupt coal. He's given a bunch of speeches where they say they're going to have a 50% tax on all coal, 51% of the energy in the U.S. for factories, homes, businesses comes from coal. And Bill Clinton blocked one mine that had enough to run the country for over 100 years in Utah. So they don't want the clean-burning coal either. The oil companies want to shut down the coal companies because the coal companies aren't owned by a monopoly.
Yeah, it's getting pretty thin here. I mean, in my town, back when I graduated 22 years ago, there were over 85,000 people in my town, and now there's less than 50.
America is being deindustrialized by design, John. I appreciate your call. It's all being done by design. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Alex, I listened to your show, and, you know, I've seen, you know, the Obama deception and, you know, just saw the, you know, the falling of the poll of the Republic. You know, I want to thank you for all your work. It's very important. I just had a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
This question about the dollar, it's very scary. Just, my first question is with the war that they have against the dollar, what's going to happen to our dollars?
Okay.
If they go to an Amero.
They're not going to probably go to an Amero. Okay. The UN has talked about an Amero. They've talked about a global Phoenix. Instead, they're bypassing all that to SDRs in between central banks where they'll have their own digital currency above us. Then they will set, through the new IMF superbank, carbon credit taxes, derivatives, money wire transfers, other taxes on energy. And so you will still have dollars. They will just be devalued, and other currencies are to be devalued because of global inflation. And it's a hidden tax on the people. And then you're going to biometrically thumbprint and face scan even when you pay with cash. And you're going to have to swipe your national ID card as part of the sales tax and the carbon tax. So it's going to go to a carbon-based backed global tax and a global sales tax shared regionally. But you'll still use cash. But even if you use cash, it will be registered by the swiping of the card. So they're going to a cashless society.
Wow. My other questions are just, you know, I just saw your video and from there is written on YouTube is, you know, we know about this. Like, what can we do to stop this? I know about, you know, speaking to our, you know, politicians and things like
you
that.
You stop it by calling talk radio. You stop it by doing access shows, by going to city council, by calling Congress, by going, look, here's their internal emails, taking the great articles we've written that have all the links and documentation, printing them off, emailing them. First, we've got to create a huge buzz so everybody learns about the fraud and understands this isn't about environmentalism. It's about hijacking economies for a select group of corporations to be able to shut down all their competition. Okay, so first we've got to get the truth out that they admit these emails are real, that the internal people running this know it's a fraud, that they persecuted scientists that have told the truth, so we can defeat the Copenhagen Treaty, defeat the Global Greenhouse Treaty in the Senate, defeat the bill in the Senate that's passed the House, and just further discredit the system so that it's unable to pass all these laws. Then at the state level, the globalists are coming in and passing greenhouse gas tax laws. You've got to go into the schools where they're brainwashing the kids. You've got to make the school stop teaching these lies. We have to get up, get angry, and say no. I appreciate your call. As for the dollar dying, I don't think the public realizes all we have left is that fiat currency. As it gets devalued, that's going to create massive inflation on top of the depression. So we're going to have a depression with inflation on top of it. That's as bad as it gets.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through 2 hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with 2 high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Stations, fellow info warriors. Key secret documents have been hacked by wonderful pro-liberty, pro-truth spies for freedom. We must use this information to go out and educate the public that the man-made climate change hoax is over and show them the UN Maurice Strong and State Department Memorandum 200 documents and the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, and the 2002 Rio de Janeiro Charter, with Maurice Strong saying they're going to shut down all our industry after they bankrupt us with the banks, how they would then bring in carbon taxes to shut everything down. Then when you become destitute, the CPS will take your children and raise them in huge dormitories. This is already beginning in the U.S. and England. It is so diabolical, so hellish. Top eugenicists are behind the global warming movement to list carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that humans exhale, as a toxic waste, in the words of the Club of Rome, 1991, to wage war against humanity, to have the state wage war to remove at least 80% of the population. The biological diversity assessment is only the beginning. The Georgia Guidestones are only the beginning. We have Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, how they're putting poison in the water supply to sterilize you and give you cancer, how they're poisoning you through the vaccines. We are under attack. We are under attack. These people are not liberals. They're not conservatives. They are scientific dictators who want the future for themselves. You are under attack. Now, there's two videos, and put them up on screen. I want to give people the headline on this video. There are two videos going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. They're being posted in all the major articles we've written today. When we're done playing these videos, I'm going to cover some other key news and take a few calls. And I am asking everyone to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. These are going up right now to get part one and part two. And again, what's the headline? Climate Gate Part 1, Climate Gate Part 2. It's on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and it's titled Infowars.com, Climate Gate 1, Climate Gate 2, Emergency Viral Transmission. Infowars.com, Climate Gate 1, Emergency Viral Transmission, Climate Gate 2, Emergency Viral Transmission. These are spikes. We're driving in the vampires' hearts. With pleasure, this will absolutely devastate these criminals, these Church of Climatology fraudsters that have your children right now in public schools nationwide, worldwide, brainwashing them, telling them to tattle on their parents. New York Times, with the kids being told to write their parents fake tickets. They're called climate cops. I mean, you can't make this up, teaching kids that at age 11 their climate credits run out and they should commit suicide. ABC News saying it's good. You cannot make up the bold, out-of-control, fraudulent scam that these people are running. It is such a joke. The big central banks have engineered this to bring in a Malthusian, neo-feudalistic serf system. Here is part one of the video, live on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is November 23rd, 2009. This is the most important video concerning man-made climate change that we've ever made. This is one of the most important video press releases that I have ever released. Last week, hackers broke into a university computer system in England. The chief UN climate center, the main source of information they quote in their different reports, and they released thousands of emails. We've now had a chance to read over these emails. It's in the Associated Press, it's in Reuters, it's the BBC is covering it. It is a huge international story now known as Climategate. And we've had a chance to go over these documents, and it only confirmed what we previously knew. Al Gore, 2 years ago, got caught claiming that carbon dioxide goes up and then temperatures go up. He actually flipped the graphs. Temperature goes up, and then carbon dioxide goes up. Different universities, and some of the ones named in these emails, have been caught faking temperature readings from buoys and weather stations around the world. They always claim it's an accident. This chief United Nations scientist, Phil Jones, over the last 5 years has refused to release any of his data, though it's being used for the UN to call for this global climate tax and to ban big televisions and to put tax on beef and taxes on having more than one child, total control of our society, and they won't release the source data. And that's one of the main reasons that the hackers obviously went into this system and got these emails, because they wanted the climate data. They wanted to force it to be publicly published, not just a boil-down synopsis, because so much of what is in these reports put out by this university and others has already been proven to be a fraud. And when scientists come out and say, well, your information is a fraud, and we have the actual weather readings from the sources you quoted, they say, shut up, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're paid by the oil companies, we're not going to let you look at our data. Now we know what happened, and this is so huge. And I'm going to go over the spin they're putting out to try to cover this up, because if this story in full gets out to the public, the global climate tax is over. And we're going to play some clips coming up of the new EU president and others admitting that the global climate tax is the key to global government, global governance. These are quotes from them. The global government is here. It was Enron came up with the idea of the carbon tax in the mid-90s with Al Gore. It's a scam. And it has nothing to do with the environment. And they're on the verge of passing this in Copenhagen next month and here in the United States with the climate bill now in the Senate that's passed the House. So this couldn't have come out at a more important time. So here are a few key points that I've listed here that I want to go over. This is ClimateGate, number one. Number two, the emails are real. Number three, all the key UN data comes from these fraudulent sources. They would not show the public their data. This is scientific fraud and persecution of scientists that disagreed with them. That's also in the emails, how to persecute, how to blacklist, how to fire people, how to shut people down. I mean, this is criminal racketeering. We need a real investigation of this. Why the fraud? What are the goals of this system? And to use a Star Wars analogy, these several thousand emails are the Death Star plans. But having the Death Star plans is only part of it. We now have to carry out an attack in the info war with this information. We're going to have full reports, in fact they're already up, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com detailing all of this. This is a worldwide tax, a fraud against you and your family. You need to educate yourselves immediately and then educate your friends, your family, your neighbors, your elected representatives, your public servants, because this fight is all coming to a head right now. I also want to salute the hackers. They did something the police, MI5, the FBI wouldn't do. There have been Freedom of Information Act requests in the U.S. and similar requests in England that have never released this data. They're scared to release it. It's now public. So I salute the hackers. I don't know who you are, but your white hat hackers are the greatest epic level. I absolutely bow to you with total respect. Thank you so much. Because this is also an example for future hackers to really do important work. This is beautiful. This is epic. And I salute you. All right, briefly. This is ClimateGate. This can bring down their whole system. Because all the other fraud they've been caught in, they always say is an accident. They also have the fraud of saying there's a total consensus. Not one scientist doesn't believe that carbon dioxide is deadly poison and that we're all going to die if we don't tax it or ban it or restrict it when humans exhale 5.5 pounds of it. So they're also saying there's total consensus, even though 30-plus thousand scientists sent letters to Congress.
Okay, that's part one. Now we're going to play part two. And I need everybody to get part one and part two and get them out. We need to get it ready for everyone. Part one and part two going up on InfoWars.com, going up on PrisonPlanet.com. I meant to make this under 10 minutes. It ended up being about 12. So that's why we had to cut it in two. Get it out to everyone because in this 12 minutes, I break it all down. Here is part two.
Most of the scientists that signed on to the UN documents said they were only consulted, that they don't even agree with it. So that's another fraud. But the issue here is the emails are real. Read the Associated Press. Read Reuters. Read the articles where they've called these scientists that are in these emails, these climatologists, and talked to them about it. And they've said, well, yes, we were hacked, and those are our emails, but they're being interpreted wrong. But see, there's a separate media spin right now where the press is saying, well, we don't know if the emails are real. No. The university admits they were hacked, several thousand emails were stolen, and they're now spinning, saying, oh, well, this is being taken out of context. Quotes by Phil Jones and other climatologists writing to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics of the last millennium. He alludes to techniques used by a fellow scientist to hide the decline. And it goes on to say, from 61, for Keith to hide the decline in temperature since 1961. So over and over again, hide the decline, how to manipulate the data. And so understand, they're admitting they were hacked, and they're now countering the email saying, well, you're misinterpreting what I said. They themselves, because the media contacted them quickly, now they're not talking to the media. They figured out how they screwed up. They're going, well, I didn't mean that when I said it, or, well, you're misinterpreting what I said. They've now, the source, has now confirmed these emails. Go read them for yourself on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's thousands of them. We're trying to go through them right now. The worst stuff's coming out every hour. Write your own articles. Post your own blogs. Dig through it. This is a community research project. This is so exciting. So we have that going on. The emails are real. All the key data. This particular university that nexused in with the Goddard Space Center in the U.S. and others, the Climate Research Unit, a leading global research center on climate change, run by Professor Phil Jones, He is sourced and quoted everywhere as the one that gives all the data to the UN and then all the other scientific firms funded by the government, both private and governmental, then just agree with it. And then it's heresy if you question it. So that's going on. All their key data comes from this. This is the bottom card in the house of cards of the first domino, and it's now falling. And it's so essential that everyone get out there ahead of this media spin, because the media, even though the people that wrote the emails are admitting they wrote them, the media is trying to spin it saying, well, we don't know if those emails are real. And I predict the establishment's now going to insert fake emails in the coming days to try to disease the entire honeypot so that the media can then come out and try to discredit it. Kind of like it's admitted that Bush didn't go to a lot of his Air National Guard duties, but then some fake documents were put out by Karl Rove that CBS picked on, then discrediting the whole thing. So look for that trick. We know how they operate. Obviously, this is scientific fraud. They've already been proven that their data was wrong. Now we know it was on purpose. But another big issue when you read these emails is, how do we get this guy fired? How do we have different scientific groups blackball this person? How do we remove their funding? How do we get this journal suspended? How do we stop these people from being able to submit to scientific journals? So this is a giant collusion, almost like the Catholic Church trying to stop Galileo from, when he noticed that the moons of Jupiter were orbiting. He did mathematic calculations and could tell that the Earth was actually orbiting the sun. So we have that going on. So incredible intimidation. They need to be raided. Their hard drives need to be grabbed. Their filing cabinets. Their communiques. Because they're pushing for a global government, global tax through all of this. An international system to control our lives. We're going to play that Von Rompuy clip here.
2009 is also the first year of global governance, with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
You look at the new head of the European Union. He is on record saying first year of global governance through the Copenhagen Treaty and the carbon tax. He's also quoted as calling for global management of the planet through the environmental crises. That's why the big banks, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, the Bank of England, all the money people are funding the climate change system, because then they get to have a global government that manages and taxes the life-giving gas, carbon dioxide, that plants breathe. So we need a real investigation. And we know why there's all this fraud. We know what their goals are. Listing what plants breathe, what all human activity produces as a toxic waste that they can regulate, it gives them total control over every facet of our lives. And they're in the news saying that they're going to decide what technologies can be developed, what technologies are going to be banned. London Guardian, global body needs to direct green technologies, G77 says, developed nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. So that's going on. We're going to be covering this more in subsequent videos, but the emails, the documents, boil downs of all the other previous fraud, the intimidation of scientists, it's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPilot.com. If we force this out into the public, which is already starting to happen, and expose the spin and show people what's really happening, we can blow this thing sky high in the info war. This is the equivalent of Bothans stealing the Death Star plans. Now we have to use these plans. I hope you understand the level of this. They admit the emails are real. This is meant to set up a world government in their own words. This is all being decided on right now. This is a godsend. This is one of the greatest blows against the new world order I've ever seen. Last week, it passed out of committee in the House. They have 311 votes. It's sure to pass a strong audit the Fed bill. The Senate tried to strip it. Some House members tried to strip it. They failed there. We're having victory after victory after victory. In my film, Fall of the Republic, details how the banks are setting up this climate dictatorship, this dictatorship over resources. So please watch that film. We're going to put a link to it up in the corner here on YouTube to watch it in full for free. Give it to everyone you know. This film cost me $200,000 to make. You can buy the DVD at Infowars.com if you want to support us. But to all of you out there, this is not pearls before swine. This will annihilate the New World Order and their agenda. This has caught them red-handed, and they need to be brought to justice, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching. Now, The rest is up to you. The ball's in your court. Please take action. Climate Gate. It can bring them down.
Climate Gate, ladies and gentlemen, those videos at the Alex Jones channel at YouTube and on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to come back and hit a few final news stories. I meant to get to more calls. We just ran out of time. I'm going to come back and hit a few final non-Climate Gate-related issues that are important. I also wanted today to tell you about a few of the sponsors that I believe in that made this radio show possible. One of them is Ecolablue.com, their atmospheric water generator that grabs water right out of the air. Surprised the UN hasn't listed water as evil yet, but they probably will. And it goes through 7 filters. It ends today at midnight, last day to get 20% off on the Ecolablue 28. They only do this every few months, 20% off. And the sale ends today. It began last Thursday. Ecolablue.com, Ecolablue.com. To get 20% off, tell them Alex Jones sent you or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com. And lastly here, I wanted to thank FrontSight, FrontSight.com, world-class firearms training, no drill instructor, attitude. You can get a free Springfield Armory XD caliber in the caliber of your choice. You attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. That's FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle. They have a lot of other great information on the site, FrontSight.com. Check it out and get your free firearm at frontsight.com. Don't procrastinate. Take action today. That's frontsight.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to Freeze Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, final segment here. As you know, there was some bad news this week. I kept telling everybody the Senate was going to pass to go to full debate the next month, and they got the 60 votes they needed with the government takeover of health care. So that is a fight for our lives. Obama's health care bill clears first major Senate hurdle. Batch of H1N1 vaccine recalled for severe reactions. This is out of Canada, and this is out of healthzone.ca. A batch of swine flu vaccine is being pulled back for investigation after it appeared to cause a higher rate of severe allergic reactions than other lots. See, they all do that. GlaxoSmithKline Inc., which is producing the Canadian order of H1N1 influenza vaccine at its Stifoy, Quebec, said it asked provincial and territorial health authorities Wednesday to stop using doses from a specific lot shipment distributed last month. And it's now coming out that researchers believe in Ukraine that Baxter and other vaccine trials may be causing the super outbreak that's happening there. We'll cover that more tomorrow. By the way, Charlie Sheen's on the show tomorrow. Climatologist Tim Ball is on, who's been targeted by these people to break down ClimateGate. And a bunch of other big guests tomorrow. It's an amazing broadcast right before Thanksgiving that we've got coming up. I've been meaning to cover this. The secret UN treaty that Obama declared national security on and every other government in concert won't release has been leaked as well. It says no judge, no jury. They're just going to ban you from ever using the Internet off IP addresses if you're ever caught file sharing. Restricts free speech. Boing Boing's got a great article on it. Britain's new Internet law, as bad as everyone's been saying, and worse, much, much worse. And they have quotes from the law that mirrors the treaty, because they have these treaties and they have the local nations that have to pass laws to get in line with the treaty. So that is some of the news I had there as well. Also, Sarah Palin, thousands of people camping out in freezing weather to meet with her at book signings, thousands and thousands for book signing. This woman quit as governor. She's a joke. She's a neocon. They hold her up as the great patron of conservatism because they can destroy her in the next election. If she's on the ticket, Obama will beat her. And imagine if we could get all these mindless Palin supporters to become true patriots and go confront Al Gore by the thousands. Though that is starting to happen. Also, there's an analysis from the AP. Fed under fire as public anger mounts. Suddenly, the Federal Reserve is everybody's punching bag. And it goes on to talk about how in polls, between 75% and 80%+ absolutely hate them and blame them for everything. Well, yeah, they are the real shadow government. And so a lot of exciting things are happening. Bizarre story out of Reuters. Radiation leak investigated at Three Mile Island. Federal officials are investigating a radiation leak at Three Mile Island, scene of the worst U.S. nuclear power accident, but said Sunday there was no threat to public safety. Also, another guy was in a coma for 23 years. Thank God they didn't pull the plug on him. He's been revived. It turns out for 23 years he's been totally awake. Can you imagine the hell of being locked in your body while all that's happening? Also, newspaper circulation may be worse than it looks. Total implosion of the newspapers because they're a bunch of lying scum. Newspapers that tell the truth are actually doing well. And I've got to get better at plugging stuff early in the show because I tend to plug all 4 hours of sponsors right here at the end, but they make the show possible. In closing, I want to thank Silver Lungs. I want to tell you about SilverLungs.com. The Silver Lungs trademark generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly to the bloodstream. The mucous membrane of the respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens. The Silver Lung generator instantly arms these mucous membranes with nano-sized silver. Go to SilverLungs.com and be sure to check out their complete line of colloidal silver generators and very affordable, ready-made ionic silver solutions, or check out their banner on PrisonPlanet.com. That's Silver Lungs, like the lungs you breathe with, silverlungs.com. I want to thank all the sponsors. Be sure and support our local AM and FM sponsors. Everybody else out there who supports us and gets the word out, the free podcast and the listen page of InfoWars.com. Keep spreading the word about that. Jam-packed show in the first hour. I broke down ClimateGate. If you missed any of that, it restarts now on the InfoWars.com streams. Great job, crew. Great job, Genesis. See you back live tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.